Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one thing you've been really good at over the years, much better than I, has been going out and doing some good surveys on some really good values that are high enough quality to be good gifts and yet not don't necessarily break the bank.
Yeah, we've put together a Christmas shopping list. And what we're going to do is we're going to put this on our website at wypr.org. Look under Seller Notes. We have about a dozen wines that we recommend as gifts, and I think they're a lot of fun. Let's start with the first category, Hugh, un-oaked Chardonnay, a really nice one.
Yeah, I like this. I especially like wines that are un-oaked these days, too, as well. So the Four Vines Naked Chardonnay from the 13 vintage is a really nice, well-put-together wine for a fairly reasonable price point.
It really is. Now, if you like regular Chardonnay, particularly the California style, I don't think you can do better than Beringer's Luminous Chardonnay from 2013. At $25, this is a steal. It's just fabulous. Hugh, a lot of us are looking for good bargain Cabernet Sauvignon this time of year.
It's a hard thing to come up with, but the Sean Miner Cabernet Sauvignon from the 13 vintage sort of fills the bill at, again, a pretty reasonable price point. This is sort of Paso Robles flute.
That's right. And if you want to splurge a bit, here's a new winery that I've come across. It's called Crows. They're from the Rutherford Bench area in Napa Valley. Their Cab Sauv is absolutely primo. Really, really nice stuff. I really recommend it. For bargain Pinot Noir, we have a nice choice.
This is the Angeline Reserve Pinot Noir, again, the 13 vintage. This is surprisingly good for the money, and it's unusual to have good value Pinot Noir. So this is something to look forward to.
It really does, and it has a lot of varietal character, which is important. Now, if you're going to splurge, here's a Pinot Noir that I think is really notable. It's the Dutton Goldfield Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley. Yes, and it's Dutton, as in Dutton Ranch.
Gotcha.
And this is just, you know, God's country for Chardonnay and for Pinot Noir. So I highly recommend this one. Everybody knows I really love Spanish wine, and there's one Spanish red that really stuck in my mind this year. It's La Rioja Alta Alberti Reserva from 2007, and it's a lovely wine.
If you like some Italian reds, the Produttori del Barbaresco from the 10 vintage. This is a little on the pricey side, totally worth it. It's a great Barbaresco with tons of character.
And the thing about this, the Produttori del Barbaresco are a cooperative. And it's one of the best in the world. And this particular Barbaresco, even though it is a little pricey, has all of the hallmarks of classic Barbaresco that I just love. Now, how about French wine, Hugh? Anything there?
I've been drinking a lot more French wine these days. So I tell you, here's a really nice white. This is the Chateau de la Rase Bergerac from the 14 vintage. This is actually a very good value in white Bordeaux. It's intense, concentrated, has a nice mineral character, very likable.
It is. I just love this one. It has a ton of character. If you think that white Bordeaux is kind of, this isn't.
No, this is good stuff.
Maryland. I always have to throw a Maryland wine in there. And Bordeaux's Merlot, a non-vintage. This is down from the Eastern Shore. A really reliable wine, year after year. I really like it. And finally, we have to have some dessert.
Sure, if you're going to round out your evening, how about a little Ferrara Ruby Port? It's a little on the pricey side, but it's quite good. It's on the reasonable side. Very simple Ruby Port, but this is as good as it gets.
It really is. And here, there's one event I want to let people know about. It's the Winter Wine Showcase, where the best Maryland's wines all get together in one place, January 21st at the B&O Museum. Go to marylandwine.com for a lot of information. It's a great, great time. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.